today on the Clock Tips Podcast.
It's hard to think about our future self because we haven't quite met them yet. But everything we do today is for that person.
Welcome to the Clock Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Melissa Richardson. Thanks for joining us.
Today, I want to talk about something that is pretty close to my heart, which is respecting yourself. What you do for yourself today is for your future you. It's hard to think about our future self because we haven't quite met them yet. But everything we do today is for that person. And everything we don't do today will also affect that person. And if you think about yourself today, you are your future you of the person you used to be. If you take a second to think about, how is that going? Am I loving who I set up for myself to be today, back then? If the answer is yes, then great. You're on a wonderful trajectory and you should feel proud of yourself. But if there are some things you're disappointed about, well, you know, that's life. And there's always another day to try to make that better. That's why we're here. When it comes to the goal of Clock Tips, what are some things that you can do today for your future self that your future self will say thank you for? Well, one of those things are definitely sleep. It's very tempting to stay up at night when you're watching TV or you have one more task to complete or hanging with friends or talking on the phone. And sometimes when you stay up, you don't even feel that sleepy and your eyes are still open. So what's the big deal? But if you think about your future self that, well, comes around every morning, if you did not go to sleep the night before, how do you feel? Tired. And so it's in those times when you have work to do or you're having fun and staying up late, think about your future self, the one that might be tired in the morning and say, hey, I don't want you to be tired. I remember when we've been rested in the past and it was amazing. So I'm going to do my future self a favor and go to bed on time early and get enough rest. That's one way you can help your future self get enough rest each night so that the next day you have enough energy to do what you need to do. Another way to help your future self is what the P stands for in Clock Tips, productivity. And another P is procrastinate. You can help yourself by not procrastinating. If your future self has a deadline that you need to meet, procrastinating today will definitely work against that and make that future version of yourself stressed out, tired, and just maybe sad. Think about what you can do today to ease the burden for yourself tomorrow. And this could be in many categories, not just work or school. It could be for health, retirement, saving for vacation, planning so that your weekend is free so you can relax. There's so many ways that you can plan to be productive with your time. In general, your body has a way that it goes about doing its business, and it's timely and orderly. If we don't support the system, we're always going to be pushing against what our body's trying to do to help us thrive. So let's support it at least in these ways. If we know better, let's try to do better. Help our future selves out by doing what's right today. And don't feel bad if you don't already do it. Habits take some time to form. So just start with one thing at a time and try to get better. And if it helps, take a picture and say, future me. Tell your future self that you're proud of them and that you want them to be the best version of themselves and say, I'm looking out for you. So that's why I'm going to do this hard thing today. That's a little uncomfortable because tomorrow I'm going to be so much happier for it.
Thanks for joining us today. Please visit our website at clocktips.com for more information about this podcast, how to join our ongoing research study, and more resources to help you improve your time and tuition, sleep, and productivity. If you found this information helpful or interesting, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with others and join the discussion on our social media platforms under the handle @MyClockTips. Until next time, take care of yourself.